I hear well. Yes, I do. I hear well. I hear all things well. I know all is well because I hear well. I hear the magic of the universe. I hear the joy of the universe. I hear the peace of the universe. I hear well. And when I hear well, I know that all is in divine order. When I hear well, I know that all is love and peace and truth and goodness. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's how I am. I am the joy, the magic, the delight of all that goes on in my world. I am that right now, and that's all that matters. I am that joy. I am that magic. I am that wonder. I am that peace. And so it is. I hear it well. As I take my morning meditation walks every morning, sometimes at midnight, sometimes at 2, sometimes at 6, sometimes during the day, I walk in silence through the mountain passes here. I walk through the valleys. I look around me and I see houses and in the distance, and I see trees. I see the ponds over at the Citadel, the pond over at the Shangri-La, the pond at the Hermitage. And I see the fish in the pond at the Hermitage, all swimming around joyously, wonderfully, in the middle of winter with a little glaze of ice on top sometimes, and otherwise just always peaceful, always gentle, always loving. And as I look at my fish in the pond, I think to myself, I hear well. And as I come to the pond and I drop some food on the top of the surface of the water for them, they hear it. They hear that food, and instantly they come over and have some and enjoy a little breakfast. As I walk around, I hear the animals at play. Rex, Jeannie brought a little mouse into the house last night, and the mouse was just running around in the corners behind the furniture. And Rex woke up and came inside, and he says, "There's a mouse in your house, Dad. You got to get him out." And I said, "Don't worry about him. He's okay." And he says, "No, I have a duty. I must do that." So he demanded that I move the furniture away from the wall a little bit. And Rex got in there, and he, with one quick instant, he grabbed the mouse by the nip of the neck and picked him up and carried him outside and sat on the front rug at the front doorstep and watched the mouse and played with the mouse. The mouse would run around here and there and come back toward Rex, then go away from him and come back. I could hear very well what Rex was doing. Rex was saying, "I did my job. There was a mouse in the house, and I caught the mouse and took it out of the house, and now all is peace again." Rex loves to hear the peace and the solitude and the joy of the mountaintops here. And as he walks over to the bushes, he smells there, and he hears anything, any sound that's there. You and I have the same privilege that our pets have. You and I have the same privilege our pets have to look at anything we choose, to see anything we choose, and to hear anything we choose. Well, I love to hear the gentle mountain breeze blowing through the trees in the morning. I love to hear that so smooth. Ellen told me the other night, "Did you hear the wind?" And I said, "No, I didn't. I slept right through it. The wind was of no concern to me." But the wind took the chairs and pushed them around on the patio, and the wind brushed away all of the leaves that had fallen from under the trees. The wind had done all of its wonderful things, and I didn't even know it. I was immune to the wind because I hear only what I want to hear. And I hear it beautifully and wonderfully. I hear it joyously and harmoniously. All of us can hear only what we want to hear. Just as a mother hears her child in the crib saying, that it's hungry, or it wants its pants changed, or it wants attention. The mother knows that, and the father hears it too, and they instantly are at the child's side, instantly sharing that love. They hear what they want to hear. And when you have kittens, and sometimes our kittens have kittens, and we know right at the moment they're going to have the kittens, and we get up and go to them, usually at night, and we hear them in our heart. We hear them in our love. We hear them because we care. And so we go to see the kittens, and we say, how beautiful, how lovely. And we are there to be there as they're having this wonderful birthing. We know, we have a hearing that is not always audible, not always done with our ears. It's done with our heart. We have a hearing that's done with our thought. We have a hearing that's done with our love. When all of our hearing can be done with our love, we have experiences going on in our world, in our life, that are so fulfilling and so rewarding that nothing can compare to them. Nothing can compare to when we are really listening 100% to the divine within us, to the beauty within us, to the love within us. Because as we listen 100% to this love that's within us, we feel a sensitivity. We know the child is crying even though we might not hear its voice. We know the mother cat is having kittens even though not a sound is said, not a meow is made. We know these things. We know because we hear with our inner voice. We hear when we should go hither or yon. We hear when we should take one path or another. And we don't hear it as we should not take this path, but we hear it as we take this other path because it is there. It is beautiful, and we go. And as this hearing takes place in us, it's a conviction within us. It's a conviction within us of this hearingness, of this knowingness, of this reality that is right and that is good. Our hearing is not always with our ears. It's with our ears, to be sure, but with our sensitivity, with our feeling, our oneness, with our ability to know. It is fantastic, and we are there, and we know it, and it is lovely. Today, you can let your hearing be something more than all that has ever happened to you before. You can let your hearing be a voice that is deep in your soul that speaks to you. Just like I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. Whatever the question we have, that inner voice gives us the answer. That inner awareness gives it to us. And we hear with a self that is absolutely magnificent. We hear with a self that is absolutely unbelievable because it's who we are. And when it's who we are, then everything works out in a very beautiful, harmonious way. When we let the music of our soul shine forth, when we let the music of our heart ring out, and when we follow what it has to say, and the music says peace, the music says love, the music says joy, the music says I know that I know that I know, and the music reveals all to us. We hear with that inner voice, with that inner hearing, with that inner beauty. Today, let go of your hearing as I let go of mine, and hear with your heart. Hear with your ears, hear with your eyes, hear with your sensitivity. Your largest organ of your body is your skin, and it has that sensitivity. It hears. It hears. When one sensitivity, when one sense is no longer available, the body takes over for that sense. The inner self takes over for that sense. The awareness, we always hear perfectly. We always see perfectly. And we always speak perfectly. Because we are divine. This is your choice, my choice, our opportunity to be done right now. I hear well. And I know you do too. Thanks for joining me on this venture today. I love you. I love you. I love you.